KOJB 90.1, The Eagle. Welcome one and all to another edition of Environmental Voices. I'm Marie Rock with you today, and joining me in the studio once again is Levi Brown. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
I'm doing just great. Today we're going to talk about
land leases and on both lake and home site.
Okay. Land leases. These are leases that you get through the tribe?
Yes.
Okay. How does that work?
Basically, tribal members can come in and apply for home site leases. That's okay. One way of doing it. Tribal members and non-tribal can come apply for lakeshore leases or recreational leases.
Okay.
The difference is that home site leases, tribal members don't pay for. It doesn't cost them anything. We do all the processing and we facilitate their home sites, make sure that they have a parcel of land, at least 2 acres to build a house on.
Can non-tribal members?
No, not for home sites.
Okay.
Nope. Okay. They get what you call recreational leases.
Okay.
And those leases go towards, those revenues generated off those leases are actually what fund our land department.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. Is there a lot of them out there right now?
I think we have 289 recreational leases.
Really?
Yep.
Are those a lot of them around Leech Lake, the lake itself, or are they on other? Yep. I know there's a ton of lakes
there,
here.
There are some on Leech Lake. There are some on Cass Lake. Those two have the majority of them.
Okay. All right. How do you go about getting, you just go in and fill out the thing. What is the benefit of getting a lease through the tribe?
It's land that there's no charge for. When a tribal member comes in for a home site, there is no charge for.
Okay.
And so the benefit is that you'll be granted 2 acres to develop and to basically build your home, build your life on. And I think that's rare when you think about that you can live on our reservation. No taxes, free of charge from having to pay those land taxes or having to pay anybody to live on your piece of land. And I think that's really a strong statement when you're able to do that. It's a benefit to band members that do utilize that service. And when it comes to leases, we have a backlog of about 70 right now.
Really?
Yes, we do. Oh. And folks that come in, it's one of those things where last year we had 165. Okay. Was our backlog. So, hopefully by the end of this summer and going into next spring, we should have that down to a zero-sum number.
These are folks that are waiting to...
These are folks that are waiting for a parcel.
Okay.
And when it comes to land leases, it's a legal contract. When you come in to get a lease, you apply for it. And then when you're granted it and you accept it, the lessee actually signs it. The tribal council passes it. They sign it. And so actually they're granted like a 50-year lease, a 25 plus 25-year lease. Which is basically a lifetime. And normally, most folks, when they get that lease, they are happy as can be. And it's a service that I think the band and myself, my staff, I know that it's a very rewarding, to be able to administer the land and be able to say, we've given somebody a home site to build their life on.
So essentially, the tribe still owns it, but you're using it. And is that how that works?
Well, I think when we talk about the band or the tribe still owning it, I think that's... It takes away from the true. It legally, you're right. You are correct.
Okay.
But I think when I the year and a half I've been working with the land department, I think we've tried to install that all tribal members own the land. But yes, there is somebody living. Somebody has a lease to that, and so it's theirs.
Okay.
They have the responsibility of taking care of it.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, it's theirs. Even though they have a lease with the band, it is still theirs in one form or a way.
Okay. The lakeshore revenues that you get, those are lots that are on the lakes that are around here?
Yep.
Okay. What are you allowed to have on those particular lots? Because I know we talked a couple shows ago about mansions and pools. I know that we can't do that now, but what are you allowed to have on a lot like that?
You're allowed currently, now anything new that's permitted, after 2006 has to be less than 25% impervious surface.
Meaning,
like if your house, your driveway, your garage, your septic tank, a deck, an impervious deck, if that surface area is more than 25% of your overall lot size, that would be illegal. You cannot do that. You will not get a permit for it.
Okay.
And that's to control runoff and help water quality, because what we're battling is most of our lots, our lakeshore lots, were done up in like the 50s and 40s by the BIA, not by the tribe, but by BIA.
Okay.
And so they're really small lots. They're like 75 by 200 feet. I mean, they're remarkably small, like a quarter of an acre. And they were done up to generate revenue. that's how the BIA was going to make money off of these lands. And now that the band is taking its land, you know, control of its land, we're trying to figure out a way to, yes, if we're going to make, you know, money off this and generate revenue, let's do it in an environmental and a good stewardship way, which means that we have passed our land use ordinance and we don't allow the things that have been done in the past, because a lot of our structures that have been grandfathered in mm-hmm. are in violation of our current code. But because of the way the laws are structured and the way they're written, our ordinances are written, I can't enforce our new laws on old stuff.
Right.
Only on the new stuff that's being built.
Okay, so as, let's say you're a non-member of the tribe and you want to come in and do a lakeshore lease, do you need to bring in, or would it be a good idea to bring in, like, let's say what you're going to do, if you're going to do, like, because you were saying the 25%, would it be a good idea to, like, bring in blueprints or ideas, plans, what you're yep. going to do?
When anybody is going to develop their property, whether it's tribal or non-tribal, they're coming in to get a permit.
Okay.
They are required to bring in their designs, like, what are they going to do, you know, with actual dimensions, like, this is the size of the house, here's my driveway. You know, they don't have to be survey grade or, you know, it mm-hmm. can't be stickman, but it's got to be, you know, somewhat clear on what you're trying to do.
So I could draw it on a piece of paper then, yep. right? Oh.
Yep. I mean, so everybody can do it. It's just one of those things that give us a tool, because so we can look at your designs and tell whether they're within the compliance of our laws and our rules.
Okay. That's pretty awesome. All right. What else is involved with a land lease? I mean, you come in and you bring your plans in, and let's say they grant it to you. Is it like buying a house where you like have a closing and all this happy stuff? Or
no, it's actually when we're going through our land our land lease. The next time we have a group come up, we'll have like 30 leases. We're going to do it at a time.
Okay.
And so majority of the leases we're doing are pulling lots back from folks who maybe didn't develop our you know their land. Who had two, you know, 3-4 years to do something with a lease they've gotten, but they never did anything with it.
Why would that happen?
It happens quite a bit.
Really?
Yes. People get a lease, and for whatever reason, they're not able to develop, or they just haven't. Mm-hmm. And then we, like I said, we have a list of, you know, 70 people right now that we'd like to get those land who, you know, are waiting and would like to have a lease.
Wow.
Because part of in the lease agreement, it states that you have, up to 2 years to develop. Not, you know, the band has the right to pull it back. But we don't just pull it back. I send multiple letters to ensure. It's not like I just take it back from. I send letters to ask, you know, why haven't you developed, and mm-hmm. you know, you need to. Or we pull some leases back because of people have, you know, violated our land use ordinance or violated other rules.
Okay.
And so in that cases, we pull those back. I mean, we've had non-tribal folks who have been out of compliance with our rules, and I think they thought our rules weren't going to apply to them. And we just pulled back their lease. And I think they didn't think we could do that. And part of tribe being sovereign and ability to make its own rules and regulations, we were able to do that and took them through tribal court and we evicted them. And so process works both ways. Is we don't like to do it to tribal members, but in some cases, if folks don't follow the rules that the tribal council has passed, then mm-hmm. we do enforce them pretty carefully, especially when it comes to our land resources, because they are owned by all 10,000 band members.
Okay.
I'll be the first one to say that, you know, out of the 70, the folks, the 70s or so folks that are waiting on the list, I really wish that we can get that down for them, because I know that they've been waiting for a long time. I know when I started this project a year and a half ago, mm-hmm. the list was quite long, and so I think we're progressing ahead of schedule.
Okay, sounds good. All right, if anybody has any questions on land leases, how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at my office, 218-335-7400. Or they can email me at levib@lldrm.org.
All right. Thanks a lot for coming in today and talking to us about this. That's going to wrap up another session of Environmental Voices. For KOJB 90.1 The Eagle, I'm Marie Rock.